It's an honor for me to present to you a special guest lecture this week from my dear friend, Rabbi Baruch Gor. Rabbi Gor is a native of L.A. and a musmach of Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, and he's on a mission to improve Eruv quality across the country. It's something which he feels is a very neglected area. It's an area he brings a tremendous amount of passion to, and I hope you'll gain from hearing what he has to say. Without further ado, here's Rabbi Gor.
I want to say thank you to Rabbi Yaakov Meltzer for having the shirim and for inviting me to be a guest speaker. My name is Baruch Gor and I live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and I'm involved in multiple city Eruvin. And in fact, I co-organized the City Eruv Conference, which took place this past October at the OU headquarters in Manhattan. And in this week's Parsha, Parshas V'Yakel, there's a very strong connection to Hotzah. Hotzah is carrying. We all know that if there's not an Eruv, then it is not, you're not allowed to carry. In places that are considered a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, then we are not able to make an Eruv the way that we make them. But generally speaking, in most places, we do make an Eruv, and that brings up the topic of carrying. And so in this week's Parsha is very connected to carrying. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, it says, what is the source for Hotzah? What is the source that we are not allowed to carry, that carrying is considered one of the malachas on Shabbos? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It says, Vayitzav Moshe v'aviru kol b'machane lemor. Moshe commanded, and there was a voice, there was a sound that was v'ya'aviru, that went out, that transferred into the camp. Ish v'ishal yaso on malacha the trumas hakodesh, that men and women, they should stop doing malacha for the trumas hakodesh. V'kale ha'am mehavi, and the nation stopped bringing. And based on this Gemara, the pasuk should be read like this: men and women, you should stop doing malacha. What's the malacha that you should stop doing? You should stop bringing things to the Mishkan. And then the nation, they stopped bringing things. So bringing things, carrying things from where they were to where Moshe was into Machane Levia, then that is prohibited. You should not do that malacha. That's considered malacha on Shabbos. And Rav Shimon Schwab, on Parshas V'Yakel, in the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShueva, he discusses an amazing idea by Hotzah. We all know that on Shabbos, which would be Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar, and on Sukkot, we don't shake lulav, and if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then we don't read the Megillah. This is a concept that we're all familiar with, but what's the reasoning for it? So if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, it says, there was a gezeira, the Chachamim made a gezeira, shemi yitzlenu b'yadu v'yelech etzel habaki lilmod. Maybe you will take the shofar or the lulav, maybe you will take it and you'll bring it to an expert in order to learn how to do the mitzvah properly. When it comes to a shofar, you'll learn to blow. When it comes to a lulav, you'll learn how to do the nanuim, how to do the shaking. There's a concern that maybe you will carry it and bring it dalan amos in a rishus harabim. Maybe you'll carry it for amos within a public area and a public domain, and you'll come to transgress. We would normally think of this halacha as maybe you'll come to take it from your house and you'll bring it to your shul and you'll end up carrying in the meantime, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that maybe you will just carry it for amos within a Rosh Hashanah. So that means that the lulav or the shofar was already in the Rosh Hashanah. It already was in the public area. And there's a concern that maybe somebody's going to pick it up. He's going to want to learn how to do the mitzvah. He'll bring it to an expert because he doesn't know how to do the mitzvah. He'll bring it to the expert. He'll teach him and you'll end up transgressing. And therefore, the Chachamim were concerned about that, and they made a gezeira that we should not blow shofar on Shabbos, we should not do Arba Minim on Shabbos, we should not do Megillah on Shabbos, because maybe somebody's going to pick it up in Rosh Hashanah and then walk Dalet Amos within the Rosh Hashanah. Why is it that we are not concerned that you're going to bring it from your house and then bring it into the Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah, from a private area into a public area? So the Mefarshim give a few different reasons. One reason that Rav Shimon Schwab focuses on is because a house or an enclosed backyard or etc. has a hecker walking through the gate, walking past the threshold of the door. You know, there's a reminder that you should not go past that. But within the Rosh Hashanah, then there is no reminder, there's no hecker, there's no reminder, and therefore that's not considered included in this gezeira. But within the Rosh Hashanah, it is a gezeira. And Rav Shimon Schwab, he asked the question, a question that other Mefarshim also ask, isn't this not common? Isn't it a milsa de lo shkicha? Isn't this not common that you're going to find a Megillah, you're going to find a lulav, you're going to find a shofar in a public area, in a makom hef, and you find it on the ground, And then you're going to pick it up, be motivated to go learn how to do the mitzvah properly and want to go learn and bring it to a bucky, even though it's Shabbos and you know that you're not supposed to do that, but maybe somebody will forget. Why did the Chachamim remove the entire mitzvah of lulav and shofar and megillah out of this concern if it's not common? Usually we're not gozer, we don't make a decree on something which is not common. So the way that I thought to answer this question for a long time, and the way that some mafarshim do answer this question, is you see how important it is to make sure that we don't do an avera of carrying, and even though it's not common, but maybe one day there'll be somebody in the Jewish people that will accidentally transgress, and therefore it's worth it that we're going to remove the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar or of lulav in order to prevent a rare case of somebody coming to transgress, coming to carry. And Rav Itzla Petzelberger, a friend of mine, told me that he actually makes this point even stronger, and because he says that if a person is carrying in order to go learn how to do the mitzvah with it, then he's not really having intention to do the aveira, and therefore it would not be a real true malacha on a daraisa level, and it would only be aser midrabanan. And but even so, Chazal, they removed a daraisa mitzvah of lulav or shofar in order to prevent somebody from even doing a hotzah on a midrabanan level. I'll just mention that Rav Shlomo Francis, he actually mentioned by the conference, very often you might say, I want to be the Baal Tokeya, I want to blow the shofar for everybody to fulfill the mitzvah with. Well, since we know that they take away the mitzvah of shofar in order to prevent somebody from transgressing hotzah, that shows that preventing people from coming to carry is extremely important, and is even more important than blowing shofar. It's even more important than being the Baal Tokeya. And therefore, you know, being involved in Eruvs and being involved in Hotzah is extremely chashev, and it's more chashev than anything else. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab, though, he takes a different approach to this. He takes a different approach. He says that what's the reason why the Chachamim were gozer, even though it's a not common case, and it's seemingly, because it's on a derabanan level, it's a gezeira legezeira, it's multiple fences, usually we don't do that, but over here they seem to be doing that. He says that the Chachamim, Ratzu Chachamim Lechazek Inyan Hotza. The Chachamim, they wanted to strengthen the whole concept of Hotza, of carrying. It's something which is very difficult for people to be careful with, is not to carry when they're not supposed to. And therefore, the Chachamim, they wanted to show how important it is and that we need to be Mechazek in it. We need to strengthen ourselves and to remind ourselves and be careful, extra careful in this area. And therefore, they were willing to even be ochre, even to undo the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar or lulav in order to prevent somebody from coming to carry, as a means to just teaching people to be mechazik in it, to help you be mechazik in it, that it's that important, even though it's something which is not common. He also mentions that this is the reason why, when it comes to the 39 malachas, that most of the malachas are discussed in the Gemara, but Eruv-related topics are discussed much more than others, and there's even a whole Masechta, Masechta Zeirin, which is dedicated to that topic. And the reason why that there is so much elaboration on Hotzah-related topics is because the Chachamim wanted to be Mechazik in the Inyan of Hotzah. Now one might ask, why is this relevant to me? The answer is that this is relevant to all of us. We should all care. We should all take an interest in our Eruv. We should be familiar with the Eruv borders and potential spots where we might accidentally walk out. Maybe we could help prevent somebody else from accidentally walk out if we are familiar with it. If we're going away for Shabbos, we should confirm that not only is there an Eruv and is the Eruv up, but perhaps we should explore a little bit to help make sure that it's a reliable Eruv. And if the Eruv is doing a fundraiser or is asking for help with something, we should try to do what we can to try to help. And even we could even, maybe we can go over to the people who are involved in running the Eruv in our neighborhood and express appreciation for them, or ask them if they need any assistance, or if maybe you need a backup or you need help with something, you know, let them know that you're there to potentially help them. We should try to take more of an interest and feel a little bit more, you know, this is something that we rely upon in some capacity, you know, every single week, and we should take an interest in it. I just want to conclude, if anybody's interested to learn more about the Eruv conference, they can go to eruvinitiative.org. It is my bracha that Eruvs and that this Dvar Torah and anything that comes of this Dvar Torah should only bring bracha and shalom to our communities. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.